take your sifter, your sifter, grit's coming out to itself, and the meal going to itself. And you cook the grit, and eat the meal too, but you can't get that now.
Yeah.
You can't get that now.
Did you ever take the kernel and put it in lye and leach it out?
Yes, sir.
Make what?
Yeah, the kernel and make it leach it out. Oh, I know what you're talking about. With that meal?
Yeah, and the, it would puff up and you'd make
that would feed that to the hole.
You ever put it in lye?
Yeah, sir. Lye, make up the stuff for a hole.
Put corn in the lye?
Yeah, sir. Yes, sir.
Never took that out and eat it?
No, sir.
Make lye harmony?
No, yeah, it's a lye corn. Take corn and make lye harmony in a pot.
You use ashes, though, you do.
Yeah, the ashes and did put that corn in, but I couldn't eat that. So I just couldn't eat that.
Yeah.
All that grit and meal, enough for me. All that was still get to the chicken and the chicken and thing. Yeah, so in the hole, head threw me in the hole. They got to get something. Yeah, give them that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's right.
Now, when your wife was cooking, you'd be out in the yard. She might yell for you to bring in some wood.
Yeah, that's right.
You bring in how much?
Oh, I'll bring in my armful.
Armful?
Yeah, sir. And go back and get some more, and then I get time, I have it stacked up beside the stove, all around the stove wood. Have it stacked up there, why it wouldn't worry me too much. Yeah, that wood. Cut it like that, John. Stack it all around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she get it herself. Well, I won't wait to come so much.
Yeah.
Every time I look around, stick of wood for the firehead. Stay some for the stove, I take more in it. Cause that wood you cook for stove would be so little, them stove eat up wood. That's cut you to death chopping cap. But not put no bones in there, it won't last nothing. You had to have some old pine, not no pine, oak wood, stone local wood. That's the only thing stay with you.
Yeah.
Stone local and oak and pine and pecan.
Now, usually on Monday, your mother would do the what?
On the Monday?
They'd
go to that field, at the field time.
Okay, well, did she have a time when she'd take to get the clothes up?
Oh, yeah, on the Saturday and Sunday, they had the white clothes and thing on the Sunday. But these old white boots, you scrub, get it over them, mash your hand out, turn it over, rub the soap like this. That was the style then. White boot. Then they had no, you stand up, get right behind like you do a plow. And them clothes would be clean too, because you'd be scrubbing them and throw them in a tub there, get another tub full. That's what them old folk, with a white boot.
Did she iron them on the same day?
Yeah, well, after that next day or that evening, you iron them. And them shirts, white shirts be standing out from you cap, look like you was big, you little. Them shirts be pressed so with that style in it, be standing out from you. You dress up, you the white shirt, you look like you so big. But that shirt is pressed stiff.
Shirt tail.
Yeah, so it stick out from you. And oh, you look good then, cap. But need pressure. Now, them shirts, them people could take a iron, put it up in the forehead. That's what they do. They end up with forehead and wipe it off.
Yeah.
Wipe it off. It put it up on them a piece of board. That's what the iron board, a piece of board. And then two chairs like this, back to back, and put that iron board up on top. And this then.
When she's carrying the clothes out to the line, what would she carry them out in?
What, clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they carry them out there. Carry them in their hands sometimes. In the hand, but they took a tube, a pail, big old pail, and put them in. But the tube, they had that tube sitting there. Mm-hmm. But they carry the tube out there to the line and wipe. See, they be doing this. Fast as they wipe, they throw them up on the line. See, they be keep them in the house and wipe. No, they carry them out to the line, get right out there to that line,